So we'll start the meeting at 6:30. Start off with introductions. We'll start with Ken.
Ken Moore.
Yvonne McNeil.
Linda Cosgrove.
Bill Osborne.
And Libby Wentz, and also
Jeff Jolly, Police Chief.
Neil Reisner, City Council Liaison.
Okay, awesome. And we're short two people, but they're no longer with us, so they're actually vacant at this point. So number three.
Why don't you guys volunteer? You're sitting there.
That's usually what happens once you complain about something, you get pulled on.
Well, that's how Denise got into things here a few years ago.
That's how I got on.
Yeah.
The tough one. Okay, so approval of the October 27th, 2017 minutes. And I read them online, but I didn't print them out.
I didn't see anything wrong with them.
I didn't either.
It's been since October, so.
I did see something. That's where they were talking about NHTSA. Under number three last line, it says traffic safety calendar for NTSA, and it's actually NHTSA.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and that was it.
Okay, oops, I forgot to. I think this is telling me it's time for the meeting. Let's see. Make that quiet. Oh, it's not. It's the government calling. See, I guess
they know where you're at.
They know where I'm at.
Well, it's not shut down anymore, so. Yeah.
Isn't it? I haven't paid attention. That's what they told us to do.
Furloughed one day. My other half works for the federal government. Okay. So.
Good to know. So I'll go back to work tomorrow.
With that one change, I recommend approval of the minutes.
So second?
Second.
All right.
Thank you, Ken.
That goes through. Number five, discussion of ID badges for Traffic Safety Commission.
That was me. We had talked about this once before, and we just never did anything about it. But it would be nice if you're out doing whatever, if you have a little lapel bag.
Are you thinking like a picture ID or okay? What
just a little name tag that says traffic and safety on it.
With the city logo kind of thing.
This has changed a little bit, just so.
Oh, okay.
Especially when I go into the car dealerships down on McLaughlin, as soon as they decide that they're not going to make any money off of me, they lose interest in what I have to say. So it would be nice to have that. It's just, my name. And traffic and safety on it.
Not in the past, but I was going to bring something up at the roundtable later, and the car dealerships were a possible source of asking for donations for the project, and having an official ID might be good. But Chief had his hand raised.
So we have a process and a machine that actually produces these for the fire department and the police department, and I've already checked with Robert Hale, our IT person, and he's in the process of crafting up a volunteer ID badge. Not a big deal, not a lot of work.
Just
a couple
volunteer.
Of guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'll put your trust in to design that, so.
Yeah.
But we've got a couple ideas, and we should be able to do that by next meeting.
That would really be nice. Thank
you. It wouldn't be anything that, like I carry, that opens doors or has any official thing on it, but name and volunteer and this
right.
city logo would probably be a good deal.
Traffic and safety.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chief Jolly. Okay, so that was number six because I was looking at the old. I think version number two of the agenda. So we'll go back to number three again, which is election of chair and vice chair. So. It's the beginning of a new year, so we need to elect a chair and a vice chair.
Well, it's you and Ken, so do you mind doing it?
Ken, are you interested? Would you like to take it for a while?
If anybody else would like to be a vice chair, I don't want to take on the chair.
You don't want to take on the chair?
Okay. So.
Okay.
I recommend Libby for chair.
I second it. Yeah.
Have to do an all in. That's all fine. In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And can I if you nominate like. The vice chair? Or I would ask to nominate.
Do you not?
If you're interested for vice chair.
I will certainly do it, but if somebody else is interested, I would.
Do you not want to do it?
It's a tough job. I'm okay with doing it. I just thought that I would, if somebody else thought that they would like to do it, that would be fine, but I will take That's another good. Year at it.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Ken.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Ken, it is.
Okay. Okay, and we did the approval, so we did number four, and so number five, discussion of traffic safety calendar for NHTSA. And
NHTSA.
National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
And do you want to?
I didn't even see it on the agenda, and I didn't know we were going to talk about it, so... there's nothing going on this month as it is, so let's go to next month and I'll be prepared.
Okay. Yeah, there's a Super Bowl thing I saw, but it's a little late for that.
It's too late
for
Super Bowl. It's in 2 weeks, the second.
And then for March, it was about St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
And do you want any of the Chief Jolly have the disc that has the different gifts or the gifts or whatever they are?
I don't know.
Okay.
It would have.
Then I'll ask you. Do you have it? Okay. Then I will bring it down to you if you want to use it for in the city newsletter. It's got some, cute little pictures already made. Okay. What are they called? Well, pictures.
They're links for Facebook. There are news releases that you just put in Gladstone, Oregon, says Jeff Jolly. And it sounds like we had a great interview with him when all pre-written. It's very good to plagiarize. It's what it's for.
Okay, well, I'll bring that down to you.
Yeah, and Jeff, I can email you the link for the marketing that they have.
So the objective is to get these on in the newsletter.
Well, in the newsletter or out on Facebook or maybe even a news release of something that you guys want to promote.
Perfect. And also, if you want to put things that are important on the NHTSA calendar.
NHTSA
website. So Gladstone has this, and I believe we can, for lack of a better word, drill down and have our own traffic safety thing. See, here's the traffic safety board.
Yeah, and it comes up with our meetings.
And this would just have our meetings on it, but we could transpose that calendar for important events because that's your guys' calendar on the City of Gladstone website.
Will we send those things to you or Tammy Bannock to get put on there?
Good question.
You want them to get done?
Tammy.
Oh, okay.
I better give her a warning.
So
or
we
Haley.
We could have the pictures put up like on the stuff that comes up, but also like on the 17th of March is St. Patrick's Day, and have the banner or different.
This is just a calendar that he's looking at.
We could put it there, and then if I don't know how hard it would be.
I don't think it would work.
Nobody's going to look.
But we could also do some advertising.
Well, we can
find a space on our website.
We can do some Facebook posts too from the police department. Your drive's over, get pulled over.
Big safety advisory.
Next door is a good place as well to put that on.
Here we go. There's another place on the website. That's your section.
Yeah. Pedestrian jaywalking tickets. You want to post those?
Okay, so we could just. We could send it to you, post it on different social media, the banners and the stuff.
Twitter, okay. Facebook, whatever.
So do you think from that disc I could send it to Bill, send it to everybody so that they
can? Yeah, but I can. There's actually a link that has everything on it.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Just like a teaser disc that you got.
Okay.
So I'll send the link out to the entire board and show you how to work it. And we've done this before, but
I think we have.
I'll do it again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that would be good.
Get ahead of it.
Just start peppering.
Because I know with Facebook you can preload them, mm-hmm. so somebody can sit down for an hour and do the whole year, and then they just magically appear on the day that we wanted them to come out.
Oh, my gosh. So. That is pretty cool. Mm. All right. So we'll revisit the calendar again next month.
Yeah.
And we did the badges. Number 7, discuss goals for 2017. Jeff Jolly.
2018.
Thank you. We're in 18.
So what did you have in mind, Jeff?
So I just put that as a teaser for you guys to discuss. So I knew you'd probably want to discuss what you want to do for the upcoming year. And
There's a couple things I have in mind.
And the NHTSA calendar, more public information. That's obviously a good one. So I'll write that down. But I thought it'd be a good opportunity for you guys to find some things goal-wise.
I was cleaning my desk, and I found for the city of Milwaukee a mission statement for their traffic and safety. And I was thinking that maybe we should, here I printed it out, copy for everyone, that you should take, everybody could take a copy home and come back next month and see if traffic and safety wanted to have a mission statement. I know the Library Foundation has a mission statement.
We do too on the website. Yeah, we have one.
Do we have a mission statement?
I thought we did.
Where is it?
It's on the website. Jeff, since you're poking around over there, it's right above all our names. Yeah. I can't read it.
I had no idea it was even there.
Yeah. So we already have a mission statement there.
Well, I'll have to go home and blow it up and
maybe
read it.
Yeah.
However, this is, I think, timely in that we just recently adopted, City Council did, revamped the different commissions, committees, boards. And one of the things that we're asking each commission, committee, board to do is set some goals for the year and also a working plan how you plan on achieving those goals. And incorporated in that is having someone from the board, presumably the chair or vice chair, come, I think, in like maybe 6 months or in the year, kind of give a report as to what you've been doing, what you've been up to. I mean, besides what you want me to pass on to them also, because I'm your conduit and be glad to.
That
just got approved a couple of weeks ago.
The city of Portland set their goal for zero pedestrian accidents.
It's really sad as we had 11 in the first 11 days of January.
For City of Portland? In Clackamas County. Do you know how many we had for Gladstone?
Since the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
None. We haven't had any pedestrian fatalities.
Mm. Well, that's good. Yeah, no, accidents, not
there are
just
accidents
fatalities.
Or fatalities.
Those are fatalities.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So. And I think it was actually the Tri-County. I can't say Clackamas County.
Probably Tri-County.
It was a Tri-County.
That's horrible.
But 11 in 11 days, it was horrible.
So just wanted to let you know, since we're discussing that was something that we're looking for, because you have ideas as to, how to improve things. And we've got the new system transportation plan, safety plan. That's
when are they going to implement that? I'm looking, wondering.
Well, I believe City Council approved it. I believe it's in force now.
So have they reposted the signs on Oatfield? Coming down 5 miles an hour.
So approving the plan and implementing it is kind of two different things. One is going to involve funding.
How much does it cost to post a sign?
$250. I don't remember.
That was a big number.
It was like $250 or $350 is what this, I'm trying to think of, Jim Why Not?
Mm-hmm.
said one time at the, one of the meetings. And that's probably the post and...
Well, the posts are already there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, so it would be...
Change the sign.
Mm-hmm. I believe when they done the I think a two-hour parking zone down on, I think it was Portland and Gloucester, that was about $2,500 there. But that was putting a couple signs in and doing some painting. So.
Yeah. So.
But I know the implementation of the plan and, you know, adopting it and implementing it, it takes time.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen overnight. But looking for you to, you know, be involved in that. So, thank you.
Well, thank you. I would like to update my pedestrian signs for flyers for McLaughlin Boulevard and take them down again. I'm going to put a new logo across the top so it looks like a different sign. And then when I get my spiffy little badge, I can go into the car dealerships and maybe they'll pay attention to me.
That'll be next month.
So, yeah, next month. So Jeff, let me.
Mm-hmm. So before we do business for the board, I think that we should hear from our...
I had one of the, when we were talking about the goals, I just want to say maybe to keep pushing for some of the implementation of things like the, I know ODOT is aware of the change that was approved for Arlington and 99E. And then Linda was talking about dropping the speed limit. So maybe we could set a goal of trying to help facilitate or push along some of the safety things like that and getting them done in a timely fashion.
Oh, I have nails. Do you have a hammer?
I've got a bunch of tools.
Yeah. I know that the McLaughlin, didn't they come back and report that they were not going to reduce the speed? Is that not correct, Neil?
That you're correct in that, but it's ironic in that that was the study that they did a year or so ago.
But the pedestrian accident
transportation safety plan actually recommended
sure
that it be lowered. So yeah,
we'll see.
Well, exactly.
No.
I got some. Can I keep that?
Yeah, you can keep
it. And I probably should have done this sooner.
And I have
but,
that in my computer, so I can just change it.
But you guys, would you like to come up and tell us something?
We'd like our concern to be a goal.
Yes.
Okay.
So go ahead and you can sit, but just state your names for the record and your address.
Diane Streifel, 8386 Quezon Road in Gladstone.
Jerry Streifel.
Same.
He lives with me.
Yeah, she let me live with her.
In fact, we've been in our home on Quezon Road for 40 years. When we moved into that home, that was like a rural road. It was really like all fields and trees and a forest.
Pre-205.
Yeah, and 205 wasn't even open yet. Yeah. So we've adjusted to a lot of changes. But in the last year, it has become a real problem. And we've noticed, particularly since they increased the size of the apartments between Tri-City Baptist and the City Park there, we've observed people any time of the day going up to 50 miles an hour, maybe more, on that road. Sometimes they're racing side by side. We've seen it. And there's been a few near close calls lately. Our neighbor was almost hit and fell and broke some ribs. And, also, there's a school zone there, which is never observed. I mean, there's just never been any enforcement of it, and it's just never been observed. We've called into the city many times, and they've asked us, to the police department, could we get a license number if they have repeated reports? You know, they can follow up on it. But they're going too fast. I mean, and lately they've been really brash. The people that are speeding have become pretty brash because our neighbors and us, we give the slow down sign, and they've actually turned around, come back, and swerve like they're going to hit us. And Jerry had a large drink thrown on him, and they've yelled obscenities, and this is a residential street. As you come off Webster Road, there's the Mormon stake there, and then the Somerset, and then the church, and Olson Road, the school is there. The rest of it's all residential, and it's been 30 miles an hour, which worked okay when it wasn't a main thoroughfare and it was just a rural road. felt like a rural road. But now it's becoming dangerous. And especially a lot of the parents dropping kids off at Rivergate at the school there, they're some of the main culprits in speeding during those hours, drop off and pick up. And coming out of the church there, I've almost been run over once. I mean, I could touch the car that went in front of me. And we honestly, us and our neighbors feel it should be 25 miles an hour. We pursued this many years ago and were told that ODOT designated it a connector street, so it had to be 30. But I don't really understand that. So, because if you go to West Lynn and take the 10th Street exit there, it's all 25 in there.
And I think that Quezon is one of the streets that the traffic... Isn't that one of the streets that they came down 5 miles an hour on?
No, it's always been 30.
I don't recall that. It's in the plan. It hasn't happened yet.
It's in the plan right now.
We just finished a transportation safety or system plan, which there's some changes on that are going to be happening. Some of the streets, it was a reduction in speed, but I don't think Quezon was. There was discussion of a light or a stop sign or a three-way
stop
at Quezon and Webster.
Even now, the assisted living up there, now that people are riding their wheelchairs up and down the street now. There's no sidewalk on the side of the street on the east side. And they're in the traffic lanes with their wheelchairs up and down, powered wheelchairs.
They go to the bike
You know, and the
path.
People just ignore them. They just, speed on past
it
them.
Sounds like some of the parents on drop-off and pick-up. What's another time? And is it high school kids?
It's usually in the morning.
Older?
The worst are the commuters in the morning, like 7 to 8.
People, like, trying to avoid the 205 traffic?
If 205 is backed up, that becomes a main cutoff. And in the evening, I would say from 4 to 6.
About 3.
So it's commuters.
The one guy's there about 3 o'clock, and that black Dodge speeds by all the time.
Yeah, and we've tried talking to him. We've tried motioning to him, but he just steps on it worse. There was a motorcyclist that was really racing up the road, and we finally got his license plate and turned him in, and they told us they did talk to him. It made it worse. Then he was even worse. So I guess we're looking for your advice. What can we do to make our streets safe?
Well, we can get the radar trailer out there and I'm going to be doing that now. I haven't done it in the past, and it hasn't been put in operation for quite a while. But I'm going to, at the end of this meeting, we'll get together, figure out how to do that, and I'll be the one who's taking it around. But that still can record, correct?
Yeah, it records and tells us.
Speed surveys, yes.
Yeah, so we do a speed survey on it.
Blinker on it, too.
So it'll record how many vehicles and how fast they're going, and we can leave it there for a few days or a week or whatever. We can decide all that. But that will help. That sometimes slows people down. Sometimes they want to go faster to see how fast they can be displayed on speed. And it's not an enforcement tool. It's just a survey tool.
But that'll help.
But that'll help.
Right. And it'll tell us the time.
If they can see that, they're going to probably slow down at that time when it's there.
Isn't there, when it's
moved, they're back to where it was.
School
We've had police up there park their cars, which I thought was kind of threat in the obvious street. You see them from four blocks away. So why bother parking at all? You've given them all this warning that you're there, and they're fine while you're there, and then when you're gone, it's back to where it was.
Well, the radar trailer, with the survey, it may determine 7 to 9 a.m. is a lot of high speeders and not until 4 or 5 to 6 or something like that. So that could give us some good data to position police officers there. But radar can pick up on a police radar. If you can see them, you can get them. So, even though they're four blocks away, a police officer can still pick up a speed with a radar device and issue a citation. But
so this is
solar or the speed awareness signs of solar power.
Are those expensive or something? Or?
Oh, the ones that are got on Arlington, the one that displays speed, that was
$6,500.
And all it does is display speed. It doesn't record anything. I don't think there's ever been a study or survey to see if that has any effect on the traffic flow.
But we can move it, although not very easily. Usually, I think the plan was originally we'd leave it at 6 months in each location.
Oh, I see.
And we could...
But that, there, you know, but we could ask if a post could get put in there so that so we can move it there on the next
recently
one.
Recently moved, though.
They were just ago. Recently moved.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. We could ask
them to leave
them
get there
the
at least a year.
So that because they have to put the posts in, correct, Chief yeah. Charlie?
Yes, but they do want to leave them there a year at a time. But we were looking at getting some smaller signs to put up that are more portable. So what I can do, if I'm hearing right, is we'll get the radar trailer out there.
Okay.
We do have it back up and functional, and it's being deployed. And we'll follow that with 2 weeks of enforcement. One of my favorite places to sit is Olson Road, right next to your house. I'm looking right here, and yeah. I sit there in an unmarked vehicle, and it takes me about 5 minutes to write a ticket.
Yeah, oh, good.
I used to park in my driveway one time. I had a motorcycle. Police yeah. used to park at my house.
Right.
I used to park in my driveway. I let him in. Just,
because if you're coming hide, out our
right in very well there.
Yeah, and that's what we need is a hidey hole.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care if they're ticketed, if they're warned. I mean, the objective is to make our streets safe.
Right.
But if you're coming from Webster Road to Strawberry Lane on Quezon Road, and you're coming past Somerset and then the church, there's a little curve there and then a dip and mm-hmm. a berm. We can't see the cars when we're backing out our driveway and if they're in that dip and that curve right there. It's pretty dangerous.
Well, couldn't you give them tickets for being in the school zone? Couldn't you?
Yeah,
they
I was
get
gonna
those,
say, is
like,
it posted as a school zone?
Because when children are present, it's not a time designation.
Mm. And they totally ignore that.
Are there ever children present there? I mean, they do
the
they walk there?
The or do, right there.
They do, yeah, walk,
do they
there
walk
there, too?
It's school, but they're not usually up front by the roadway.
Yeah,
that's
they have
a
to
tough
be on the
read.
There's
yeah.
only
that's
a few that walk
right.
on a daily basis.
There's two bus stops right in front of our house. The school buses
the
stop
other,
there, too.
Yeah, that's
different
the other
school district.
That's not for the sign.
Okay. Well, also another thing we have, which kind of at least shakes people up, is we've got a radar gun, an older one, that the police office has let us use.
So we can come sit
so
with
we
you.
Can come. You can come with us. And yeah. it's interesting to watch them get shaken up
yeah.
when they come at it and see us in the car
but you
with
can
a
also
gun at them.
Mm-hmm. See what they're really doing
and
speed-wise.
See their speed,
guessing.
Find your hair dryer.
Yeah,
something to put out there and slow them down, or take pictures, you know, with their phones. But
what you want is a big flashlight.
You're
not always out there.
Some of these people are getting really brash. I mean, Jerry was.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to do. I have wanted to do that up at Oakfield. I live in Collins Crest,
mm-hmm.
and especially when my kids were little, I'd sit up there with my lawn chair and my clipboard, and I would just be, like, visible looking at people, writing really not a lot down. How many people were going by is what I was counting. But when they saw people then, they would kind of slow down because they didn't know what I was doing, for one. But I did. I wanted to do stuff. I wanted to throw balls out there, something to slow them down. So I definitely understand
yes.
your frustration.
Yeah, and the elderly people, too. Our neighbor that fell and broke his ribs, that the woman didn't even stop.
Did she hit him or just scare him?
She just missed him. But
he was trying to get across the street because he was coming so fast. He was crossing.
He had started across the street and she came around the corner from Strawberry Lane going probably 45 miles an hour. And so he rushed to get out of her way and he fell.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so we can get a little more enforcement. You said you
so
could
we
do?
Will make this mm-hmm. a project.
Mm-hmm.
So we will get our radar trailer out. We'll get our traffic unit out there and an unmarked vehicle out there. And over the next 3 to 4 weeks,
wonderful.
Try to be very active.
Yeah, mornings and late afternoon.
Usually till morning till 9 and then usually 3 o'clock.
7 to 9 and 3 to 6.
You know, work traffic typically, you know, or the school. A lot of people are driving kids to school, that little school. There's no buses, so it's all mothers back and forth. And
Well, if you'd like, Yvonne and I, one or the other of us, will come with that, and you guys can sit with. It's easier with two people, like one of you guys, to keep track of the numbers.
We could sit on the sidebar.
Or when to hold it.
We would be in a car.
We'd
somewhere.
Be in a car because it has to plug into the to the cigarette lighter, whatever they call it now.
And we don't have to do it in front of your house. We can do it somewhere else, up the
someplace,
street, just to see where
we
it's
can
a little
pull
bit.
Over.
People have seen us, you know, do the slow down movement in front of our house, and then they've come back and taunted us.
Right. Well, so that might not be the best thing, but
but if you're in your car, then they don't know.
They may not.
And it won't be your car.
It'll be ours.
That'd be great. Oh, it would be fun. You'd enjoy that.
Yeah. So.
So we have to share that radar gun sometimes, Libby. You're hogging it all the time.
Do you want to go down and do it?
She has a good time.
You're certainly welcome to.
Yeah.
Okay. But then here, you can give him your phone number.
Do you have a car that you can do it with, Libby?
What?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do you have a car that has a cigarette lighter to plug it into?
Linda.
Linda?
Well, it doesn't have a cigarette lighter. It has that little plug-in for the to charge the phone.
That's it.
PowerPoint.
It's around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's it called?
PowerPoint.
And that's what it is? Okay. Sure. I'm retired.
Okay. So are we.
You her number and you guys can talk.
You're all right.
Thanks for coming in and sharing that, too.
Yes, absolutely. And if there's anything else, let us know. Positive. Or if it changes, let us know, too.
What's your phone number? You want to give that to me so I can write it down.
Go here.
503-656.
Well, you know, hold on a second. Stop. It's not being recorded, so just write it down.
Just write it down. Thank you, Libby.
Here.
I was like,
okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, thank you, guys.
And if you didn't know, we do have two openings on the.
Yes.
So this is nice enough to
print the application.
If you're so. Well, I don't want to take credit. Give it where it's due.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, don't have to run off. We are almost done. Oh, it's, don't want to interrupt your evening, but I mean, if you're already here.
Whole audience.
What's that?
Cool.
Well, I was just going to say, did my note make sense about the, once you guys capture all the goals, if you could just read them from A to Z so that whoever's taking the minutes will be able to itemize those. Might make it a little easier. So they don't get lost.
We did just kind of fall off of there. So what did I hear? I heard the goals. So far I've heard that
I'm going to update the leaflet for pedestrian crossing, and I'm going to redistribute them along McLaughlin Boulevard. And maybe I should go down Quezon Road, too, once I get the new one made up.
Okay.
And distribute them. That's my goal.
Okay. I think our other goal was to map out the calendar for the year.
Some information out to the public on it.
Are you going to do bike night again?
If they're having it, I think another goal is that we'll try to be places that stuff happens, like bike night, the Chautauqua or the whatever it's called now.
Right. I was talking to Tammy, and bike night hasn't been scheduled yet, but it's going to be once a month in the summer. And the Library Foundation is going to do a fundraiser on one of those evenings.
Chautauqua. So the goal number three, be more visible.
We can do a booth at Chautauqua if you want to.
Yeah, and we always talk about at least getting our stuff out with the city one, and we do have stuff now. We do have flyers and things, which is, and ways to get more of them, so that's a good thing. Another goal is
radar trailer.
Getting the radar trailer out and moved around.
Radar trailer deployed throughout the neighborhoods. Right. And schools. School zones.
And school zones. one, two, three, four. Bill?
And then help ensuring the implementation of the TSP safety recommendations.
Anything else for now, or
I'm sure there was something in that for Quezon Road. I'm going to try to find mine.
It could be slipping my mind.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find mine and read through it.
Well, okay, so you got those? What we got them? Do you want me to read them in 1, 2, 3, 4?
Okay. She just did.
Okay. Well, I got the nod. Number one, update and distribute flyers. Number two, map out the calendar for the year with the NHTSA. Guidance. Number three, be more visible, like going out to bike night, Chautauqua, different community things that are happening. Number four, getting the radar deployed throughout the neighborhoods and schools, school areas. Number five, help ensure implementation of TSP. Okay.
Can you think of something else for us, Jeff? Do you would like us to do something for you?
I would say something in conjunction with our new traffic safety or our traffic officer, and I don't know what that reads out, support, guide, assist the chief with fully implementing the new traffic officer position in conjunction with taking over jurisdiction on Highway 99, something like that.
Okay.
Locating high revenue areas for the
no.
officer?
No. Never revenue. Never revenue.
So we got a new one?
All safety.
That is wonderful. Okay.
When is the dog coming?
The end of the month.
End of the month. Remember, no biting.
That's what we got it for.
I know, but last time
I shouldn't have said that.
I know.
Yeah, okay, so back on track. Number eight, business from the board.
Ken?
Well, I didn't know if it was under business of the board or a roundtable. I just wanted to talk about a fundraising thing that would for traffic safety. So do you want me to go ahead?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm kind of copying a little bit of Beaverton stuff, and I'm in the traffic office, and they have all kinds of stuff. And I was asking, well, where do you get all this kind of stuff, and what do you do with it? And here's one thing, reflective, I don't know what they're called, but they hand
Snap
these out.
Bracelet.
They hand
Snap.
These out, yeah. And they cost the city 31 cents a piece. They're reflective for kids. Here's one that's kind of cool.
Pretty cool.
These are $1 a piece that they hand out to kids. And they got a bunch of other stuff.
They go on their bikes.
They go on their bikes or backpacks or something like that. But all these things that are different than the NHTSA stuff, which I think was free. This stuff costs money. And there's a bunch of stuff. And I could bring in more examples next month and talk more about it if it's something that you think we want to do. But my idea was if it's something that we want to do targeted at kids, pedestrians, and have them available to hand out at the Chautauqua Festival, maybe the night. What was the night program called again?
Night Out.
Bike Night.
Yeah. Night. Something like that. I don't know how many, though, you know, any idea how many would be needed or whatever, but with the cost involved, I would be willing to go over, if we want to do that, go over to the Auto Row and see if we can get donations to pay for these things. This was
a little name tag.
Yeah, exactly. These are $1.31 a piece. These are 60 cents a piece. But the goal is to, you know, let the kids have something that they can be seen, put on their backpacks or bicycles, and hopefully, you know, this thing here, I tried one at home. It goes for about 40 hours nonstop. So it lasts a long time. But the goal would be, hey, Mom and Dad, that doesn't work anymore. Can we go get me something? Or could I get something better for my bicycle? Or could, you know, learning about visibility as a pedestrian or
whatever.
Yeah, well, I would think not even for children, but for dog walkers. And
dog walkers? Absolutely, anything like that. Pedestrians, yeah.
I have seen them put those on the harness for their dogs.
Yeah, and they're on their backpacks and on the front of their backpacks and everything. So.
Neil, are there any rules here for us regarding fundraisers? I mean, are we? Is this something we have not done before? So we don't want to get fired.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, the library board.
Ken, could you come back next month?
Well, the foundation is different, though.
No. I know that, but the board also has means. I know they have.
I think it's a good idea.
Where they've gotten, you know, they get money for different things. So,
okay. Well, could you I'll and see if we're allowed to do that.
I will. I made a note here. Rules regarding fundraising.
Bring back more stuff and prices and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And
find out how many we have to order to get that pricing and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I can do that. I just one of the days that the office clerk that was in there that. She hands out this stuff to the, mainly it's they have an event and she tells the officer she's not going out there, but the officers say, hey, you know, there will be a few hundred people, and she puts a bunch of stuff in boxes. Anyway, so her name, well, it doesn't matter her name. She printed this out for me real quick, showing me what the costs were. And
we have to find out if we are allowed to raise money.
Exactly.
I know the foundation is because they're a nonprofit.
But you're talking two different things.
Yeah, we are.
No. The library board does get money, donations, which is separate from the foundation.
Gives them money.
Right.
Okay, got you. So I understand what you're saying. So it's the board that's getting it from the foundation.
And other sources.
But right. Okay.
But I'll ask. I'll make sure that we're in the good.
Maybe another
that
thing.
That sounds really neat and exciting.
Another thing maybe to mention, we got the new 6% transient tax, which is going to be a new revenue stream coming in. Maybe that could go to help fund some of these projects because part of it needs to go to tourism, and certainly you get more tourists in a city that has safe roads. So maybe some of the things we do, we could tap some of that.
The lodging tax?
The lodging tax, yeah.
You know, Tammy said she was going to appoint an ad hoc committee to decide how that money was going to be spent. So this could be part of that dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Something like this, I really don't have an idea, but I'm thinking, you know, $1,000 or more will buy a whole lot of these things.
Yeah, it was $1,200 for 2,000 of those bracelets.
$1,200 for 2,000 of these. That could say Gladstone Police, non-emergency, and then the number, or could say whatever you want to say on Gladstone City Traffic Safety Committee.
And those are reflective?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they...
Yeah, they're very reflective.
Yeah.
It looks like they'd be reflective.
Okay. Very interesting. Great, Ken. Thank you. Do you have anything, Yvonne? Mm-hmm. Linda?
I'm done.
Bill?
I don't, but I will set a goal to have something next time.
And I have none at this time either. Neil?
So just want to welcome you back and look forward to another exciting year. I was going to ask, Chief, can you bring up the calendar for next Monday? I can't remember exactly.
It's the volunteer.
Yeah. So I wanted to.
I'm going to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. It starts at 5:30?
5:30 to 6:30.
So, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's here next Monday. It's a meet and greet.
Are they feeding us?
There will be some snack. I think, you know, not a meal, but not finger food either, but probably cookies, that kind of stuff is my understanding. Okay. But we've got city attorney's going to be here talking about some, you know, ethical
do's and don'ts.
Yeah, thank you. Well said. I was, as a volunteer, and I mean, which goes for myself and the city council also. And why I asked to bring it up is I can't remember what else they were going to talk about besides that.
I don't remember that.
Introductions.
It's only
introductions.
An hour, so it's
right. Yeah. I know they did it last year. I didn't attend because I went by the name, you know, meet and greet. Well, I knew everybody. So, and then come to find out it was some training also.
Yeah.
So
and you guys are welcome to come, too.
Yeah.
Next Monday night
if you're not busy. It is open to the public. And so,
what's the time on that? I can't see.
It was 5:30.
Okay.
To hear, and they, you know.
All right.
So that, other than that, no, that's all I have.
And okay, thanks for bringing that back up for us. Chief Charlie?
I'm good. I think I got it all out.
Oh, good. Okay, so that was actually the board and the city staff and the round table, which I still don't understand what that is.
You missed anybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I miss anyone out in the audience who wants to? Okay. Well, then I move we adjourn. And are we wait a second. Before we do that, did we discuss about?
Yeah.
Did we discuss about having it every month? Or
we were doing every other month, and it was on the calendar for every month. And it was like in September or October. I think it was October. We decided to do it every other month.
I don't remember that. But I do know that normally last year, because of the transportation plan, we were meeting more often than we wanted to meet. But we normally don't meet in July or August, because that's unless something comes up. And we normally don't meet in November or December, unless something comes up. But usually, you know, somebody has something to say, and we need to come and get our badges next month.
Yeah, we did. That's what I was going to say.
Well,
yeah. Anyway,
we talked about doing it even months, but we wanted to do January because we had the new board. We'd have to
Okay, so. I think you're right. That sounds familiar. Right.
I'll go back in the and listen to the meeting and see what dates we decided on, because I didn't bring my paperwork from
but
then.
For sure, we're going to meet in February anyway.
Yes, February.
Yeah. We need to come back in February.
And then if something in the odd months came up, if there was someone who had called and had an issue, then we get called in. If I recall correctly, that was if we get called in. If there's something, if there's a citizen that had an issue, then we come in.
If there's nothing to do, there's nothing to do.
Yeah, I'll go through the minutes and decide what months we did, and I'll send an email to everybody.
But next month we will be here.
We do. Yeah, we were here for February.
Okay. Well, then it is, 7:17, and meeting adjourned.